This is Kim Jermaine, Dr. Peebles' free message, June 7th, 2023, Uncovering Truth.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. It is a joy and a blessing when man and spirit join together in search of the greater truths and awareness. Today might we encourage all of you, dear souls, to look more deeply at a concept that has been tossed around in your reality quite a lot, and that is truth. What is truth? Can you indeed look aside from what others are saying truth is and decide more for yourself? What is your truth? How do you define this? How do you indeed uncover the truth within your own being? We would say to you up front, first of all, foremost, that your truth here and now, at this moment, will change, will expand and grow. For as many of you are quite aware, you are shifting and changing in these times. You are allowing yourself to shift, to be, yes, more open to the many layers of the consciousness that you are. Although you are one personality right here in this world, in this earthly dimension, there is so much more of your soul that you are starting to allow to be revealed to you more completely, more fully. And that will change this concept of what you believe to be is your truth. Now, first of all, let us understand that the world around you wants you to believe in one version of the truth that is indeed more comfortable for them, that indeed is more, yes, indeed, acceptable to them, doesn't challenge them. So many of you have gone along, indeed, about what others have told you you should believe about what is truth. But many of you, as you awaken more and more, as we have discussed in previous messages, are starting to see things from a different angle. And indeed, this different angle is from God, the divine intelligence that flows through you. It is indeed from your spirit, the highest part of your consciousness that is starting, yes, indeed, to come through more clearly, more loudly than ever before. So you are starting to see who you are. You are starting to understand why you are here. You are starting to realize what the truth really is, regardless of how you've been indoctrinated, regardless of how you have been trained and taught, regardless of what anyone indeed has told you. So we challenge each of you to look more closely at this concept of what is truth for you in every aspect of your life, starting, of course, with what you believe to be yourself. Are you just another little physical being running around this planet? Or are you something quite divine, something quite magical? We would hope that all of you would come to that understanding that you are special, that you are powerful, that you are born of divine energies and spiritual grace. And that way you will be able to open more and more to the power within you. And you will be able to not only see and feel it and make it work in your own life, but then you will be able to help others who come into contact with you, others on your path indeed. So it is time for you to begin to ask for this deeper understanding to present itself. And it can indeed be quite that simple. So simple that many of you don't even try. You just go along with what anyone else is telling you, what others are thinking in the mass consciousness. So we want you to step aside from all that you think you know to be true in your world. And instead, ask your spirit to show you, yes, what you are made of, who you truly are at those deepest spiritual levels, why indeed you have come here. Now we're going to help in the message that our beloved channel is offering this month to each of you who indeed are interested. But many of you can, yes, expand upon that. And indeed, you can ask yourself and be given the information you need. Now for some of you, it will be a challenge for you to believe more fully that you have access to this knowledge, to this wisdom. For many of you, it is buried under layers and layers of experience, of emotions, of karma, of disbelief, of fear. But many of you now are realizing that you can indeed begin to dissolve those layers of disbelief and fear, that you can now allow, yes, a new energy. Truly, it is the energy of your spirit to start to come forth in your daily life, to give you little signs, indeed, to help you remember who you are and why you made this all-important decision to have this journey in this particular timeline on the planet. You can do this yourself. We are more than, of course, willing to help. Your other teachers and guides are there to help you as well. But first and foremost, no matter what avenue you take, what choices you make as to get this information, know that it is available to you. Know that you are meant to know, you are meant to remember the truth of your existence, the truth of your being. Now, as you may have noticed in this world, yes, indeed, everyone has an opinion. Everyone is saying, well, this is the truth, and that is the truth, and you should think this way, and you should think that way. Well, you get to decide. And so we would caution you not to allow yourselves to be led by the nose too easily, too freely, but to gently question where you are aligning your thoughts, where you are aligning your power, your energies, for you will create based on that. So if you say, this is my truth, and I believe it wholeheartedly, you will experience the consequences of that. So make sure, indeed, dear friends, that you are focusing on a truth that is filled with light, that is loving, that is of the highest order, that is respectful not only of others, but of yourself. That is indeed more in line with what we have often suggested to all of you, and that is the loving law of allowance. Well, of course, you are allowing yourself to grow and expand in your own special, unique way. But you are also indeed giving others that same right, that same privilege. And if you are doing that, the truth of God, of spirit, of the divine will truly come to you more easily, for you will not indeed be hampered by the fear, by the manipulation, by the corruption of the earth plane, for there's plenty of that to go around that can easily disrupt the communication that, of course, is there for you. You all have access to this communication. That is not the problem or the question. It is indeed your willingness to believe what you sense, what you hear, what you feel, what you imagine. It is your willingness to trust, to sense that the information comes to you for higher reasons. Yes, to wake you up. Yes, to help you on your path, to help you grow, to help you continue this beautiful expansion that so many of you had intended as part of the higher purpose for coming into the earth plane in this momentous time. It is a special time, dear friends, and all of you knew that. Many of you wanted to break free from so many of the earth-binding webs and shadows that had restricted you, indeed, caught you up in its traps in previous lifetimes. But now, so many of you are ready to live and experience in the clarity of the light. You are ready to embrace the energies, the highest vibrations of love in this lifetime. And if you do that, you will not regret it. You will find yourself indeed feeling more joy. You will have that clarity. You will begin to understand the many complexities of your being in more harmony. You will be able to sense the whispers of your soul that many of you indeed ask for. You will have the greater communication with your spiritual teachers and guides, who, of course, are more than willing to share with you, more than willing to walk with you and to aid you in any way that they are able while you are having your earthly sojourn. So indeed, question yourself. What is your truth? Expect the answer. Expect the understandings. Of course, they may come in different ways. It may not be a big neon sign in front of you, but indeed, you will begin to feel things differently. Pay attention, dear friends. Know when you are receiving information from the deeper parts of you, it will feel slightly different. It will indeed bring you to a higher level. Yes, indeed. In your ability, yes, to realize the truth of your being. And that is what you have often come here for, but many of you have missed out, for you have indeed been swept up, yes, and all the earthly stimulations swept up, and all the energies of other people. Well, you have forgotten, yes, the beauty, the power, the truth that comes from deep within your being. Start, of course, with the energies of the heart chakra. Know that as you open and expand this beautiful center of your being, you will feel the truth. You will know it when you hear it. You will sense it when you feel it more and more. There will be less doubts. If you are having doubts about truth in your world, know that there is a deeper layer that you must uncover and explore. You are adventurers in this realm. You are indeed explorers. Be willing to look deeper. Be willing to explore, indeed. Be willing to ask questions, not just of others, but of yourself. And know that the answers are truly within you. And there's a part of you that is waiting to respond, waiting to connect with you ever more deeply in all aspects of your life. As you ask, the truth will be given to you. It may not be what others think, what others want to believe. Indeed, but that does not matter, for it is truly your truth. Respect and honor what you are, but also remember, dear ones, that this energy of truth will change as you continue on this beautiful expansion of spiritual awakening that you are all on. Know that you never travel this path alone, that there are many in the spiritual dimensions who are there to guide you, who are there to lift you up when you fall down, to show you the way. Ask for them to be there. Allow us that privilege to assist you, and we will indeed point you in the right direction. Give you a little nudge even sometimes, but know, of course, that this life is yours to explore, yours to enjoy, yours to embrace. And we do love you, dear friends. God bless you indeed.